Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning right about this time to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Osoko Sibiya is the editor at Africa.com. So feel free to be part of the conversation on 021-446-0567. Osoko, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. And thank goodness it's a Friday, Osoko, ne?
Yes.
We're always happy about that. And I want to ask you just before we finish, though, I want to find out from you. I think we've had this conversation before. Can you change a car wheel?
Yes, I can.
How many minutes, give or take? Can you do it in?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. That being said, though, you've been talking about a program where, that's there to build the future of African architecture. What's that about?
It's called the African Design Center, and it's a program that is based and housed in Rwanda. And what it does is that it wants to shake up, you know, the unequal business of African architecture. I think most of us, if you think about the high rises, you know, skyscrapers, we always talk about, you know, European architecture. You know, if something looks English, it looks French, it looks Italian, it's Tuscan. I think all of us, you know, our ideas mainly look towards the West for design inspiration. But we've got our own. We've got our own, and this program or center basically tries to do that. And at the core of it is actually even finding solutions that best suit us. So architects from around the continent went to Rwanda and basically built a school. Built a school in a village using materials that were found like a kilometer away from the site. And what this does is that it makes people become very innovative in terms of what can be used to make a structure, what can be recycled. And this also helps with the whole thing about waste. How do we dispose of materials? What materials do we use that are environmentally friendly? Because this is where the world is moving. Everything you use now needs to leave as little impact on the environment as possible. And architecture is one of those things. So the materials like cement or binding agents, how can they be used within the local community? How do you develop the skills of the local community so that they can feed into the design element as well?
So just talking to that, I mean, speaking about my village specifically, I have not seen a house being drawn down, you know, in terms of architecture, planning it, mm-hmm. putting it down. I haven't seen that happening, but I do see that on social media. It's something that's taking South Africa by storm. There's these posts that you'll find young people are posting designs of houses. But it certainly speaks to the narrative that things are changing.
Yes. You know, we need to start planning. I think for, you know, even a simple thing as a hut, a rendezvous, that's African architecture. I think people, you know, we tend to look down on what we've grown up with, but that in itself is architecture. There are lodges that use that principle in terms of making rendezvous as part of the, you know, part of the aesthetic. And this is how you can now transform or elevate that by using principles of architecture. And, you know, by just taking, as you're saying, someone's drawings and making sure now that they're technically sound in terms of now being able to build a structure that can last, that is environmentally friendly and safe for its occupants as well.
Osoko, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Do have yourself a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Thank you. Same to you.
Absolutely fantastic. Osoko Sibiya, ladies and gentlemen, who is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.